Now I'm going to spend some time describing the QT keyboard. Those of you who have BT models, you can go ahead and jump to the next track. The QT keyboard is arranged as a standard QWERTY or typing style keyboard with the letters and numbers in the usual positions. We've added a raised dot on the home row of the letters J and F for proper positioning. There's also a raised dot on the letter I key for additional orientation. Across the bottom, there are 11 keys. Starting at the left, working our way to the right, they are Control, Help, Menu, Function, Spacebar, Repeat, Single Quotation, Delete, Left Arrow, Down Arrow, and Right Arrow. You'll also notice that the Function key has a raised dot for easy location. Moving up to the second row, starting at the far left is the left-hand shift key, and then at the right hand is the slash key. The last five keys on the second row are comma, period, shift, up arrow, and slash. The third row, starting at the left, is the read key, with the far right key being the enter key. Between the letter L and the enter key, there are the usual semicolon and apostrophe keys. On the fourth row, to the left is the tab key, and then the far right hand end is the backslash key. On the top row, or the fifth row, you'll find the usual escape key on the left, followed by numbers 1 through 9 and 0, followed by the dash key, the equals key, and the backspace key. To assist you in locating the numbers, we've also added raised dots on the numbers 3, 7, and 9 keys. In your user's guide, key presses are described as follows. The instruction would be given, for example, press read with T. This means you should press and hold down the read key and then press and hold the T key, releasing them at the same time. Now remember, it's important that you press the first key in the sequence. For this example, it'd be the read key all the way before pressing the second key, which would be the letter T key. We use these key combinations to execute commands on the Braille note.